You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Sawyer. What's your name? Hi, Boston. I'm Pastor Anna. Good morning, Sawyer. Yeah, Boston's right there. That's right. Well, I don't know if you remember, but during our children's sermons this summer, we're talking about different things about baptism. And in just a few weeks, Sawyer is going to get baptized, and so is his little brother, Trevor. That's right, Trevor's going to get baptized. And so our VBS day is also about baptism this summer, so all things baptism. And that's kind of cool, right? Because in the summer, what do we do a lot? We play with water. We go swimming. Do you ever run in the sprinkler or play in the sprinkler? You've been trying? Do you have one of those squirters on your hose and you help water the flowers outside? No, I have one of those, and George and I are learning how to do water sports, and so I'm trying to teach him to do different tricks with the water, but mostly he just wants to drink it. But one of the things that you hear us say in church is, remember your baptism. Remember your baptism. What does it mean to remember something? So you don't forget. Yes, we remember something so that we don't forget. And so when we are living our lives, when we're going to school, when we're going to camp, when we're going to the grocery store, when we're going to the park, we can be thinking about a lot of things, and sometimes we can forget that God loves us. And sometimes we can forget that we are God's children. And sometimes we can forget that God is always with us. So it's important to remember our baptism so that we don't forget those things. But how do we remember our baptism? How do you remember things? In your mind, that's right. If you're like me, I have a bunch of lists so I don't forget things. Well, one of the things that can help us remember our baptism is water. Every time we think about water, every time we touch water. So what might be some times in our day when we see or touch or taste water? Can you give me some examples? Maddie, when do you play with water? That's a good answer, yeah. Maddie, do you like to play in the bathtub? You like to play in the bathtub? Boston, what do you like to do with water? You like to play in the bath too? Do you ever wash your hands with water? I hope so. How about your face? Do you wash your face with water? Do you drink water? Especially in the summer, we need to stay hydrated. So there are different times in the day when we are touching or thinking or tasting water. And those are all times that water can be a trigger for our memory to remember that we are God's children and that God loves us. So the next time you're washing your hands, say, I am God's child. God loves me. When you're in the shower or the bathtub, you can take some water. I splash it on my face 3 times because we're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I say, I am baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes when I'm washing my dishes, I sing Jesus Loves Me to remind me that Jesus loves me. So when we remember our baptism, water can help us. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for each other. Thank you for water and all the gifts that it gives us. Help us to not forget that we are your children and you love us. We love you, God. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up. You all may go to Children's Church today with Kelly.